When his team was resting in Dawson City, Cody Strath said he wouldn't give up his lead on Matt Hall easily. But a day later, Strath decided to drop his main leader, Elmer, at the Scroggy Creek dog drop.
He just had a sore rear and back area. Nothing specific. He could have kept going, but I just wanted to make sure he was in good health and ready for Iditarod. So.
Strath says he isn't necessarily gunning for a top finish. And with Matt Hall in front and two veterans, John Schandelmeyer and Ken Anderson, coming from behind, racing might be tough.
It's kind of the way it works. You either have to move or be caught.
Strath isn't willing to push his dogs too hard, but he says he'll be ready for anything the trail might throw at him.
They may need to camp, so I'm going to go out there and take the stuff I need. So if I need to stop, we can. And if not, maybe we'll go all the way through. We'll see what happens.
You know, I plan to run straight through, but I'm going to carry stuff with me to camp if I need to.
That's rookie Matt Hall. His plan is similar to Cody Strath's. He says with two major runs before the finish line, he's also prepared for almost anything. He might even be willing to race if the opportunity arises.
It's going to be up to the dogs. You know, it's not really my call on it. If they're game for it like they are right now, then yes, you know. But if they're not happy about it or not looking good, then no, you know, it's their call at this point. They're the ones that have been the superstars to get me here.
Hall is likely to become this year's Rookie of the Year. He says his dog team has plenty of gas in the tank, but he also knows Cody Strath's team has plenty of extra rest. It's anybody's guess how third and fourth place might shake out. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.